This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, September 24th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. With the recent loss of Queen Elizabeth, we've heard many words spoken about her life of service, and her legacy. We all die. When we go, will there be good words to say about us and our lives? How would we like to be remembered? We are all alive today, and from this very moment, we can live our best and make good use of our time and make a positive difference. For those fortunate ones of us who have lives they love and are doing what gives them satisfaction and pleasure and are making a difference, no need to stop. Carry on. For those of us who have a bucket list, who've procrastinated enjoying life, who have yet to follow their heart and pursue their dreams and goals, today can be a fresh start, a pivotal moment. The lesson we can learn from Elizabeth II's departure is that we can live well, contribute to society, strive to make a better world, and still enjoy our life. We need not, as the saying goes, live to work, but we can work to live and enjoy life. Retired or not, we can make time for our family, friends, ourselves, our passions, and our goals. Life is to be lived. The bells which rang for Queen Elizabeth brought to mind John Donne's words, "Ask not for whom the bell tolls, it tolls for thee." We all meet our end. The time we have is precious. We can choose how we spend our moments and fill our days. Those of us who give of ourselves, who volunteer, who contribute what we can, as best we can, when we can, experience the joy that giving brings. And it has been proven that this will add years to our life as well as give life to our years. Life may present us challenges, but there's a silver lining, since we can be stronger and smarter by working through our problems. We each appreciate what we have more when we tackle adversity. We each will leave life at some point. What will be our individual legacy? We are here now. We have our time this moment to write a fresh page in our biography. We can do more than just survive. Regardless of our age, we can stay engaged in life. We can reach for the stars, grasp whatever is within our reach, and make the most of it. Let's not stop when we stumble. Rather, let's pick ourselves up, dust off, and move on as best we can. When we need information to get our bearings, let's remember that we're not alone. There are answers to our questions, maps to chart our course, and once we inform ourselves, we can make decisions confidently and move forward with solid information and solid ground beneath our feet. On September 22nd, this past Thursday, summer ended and fall began. Days will become shorter, temperatures will drop, leaves will change color, and we'll need to prepare for winter. For gardeners, it's a time to prepare for winter and next spring. Bulbs we plant and blossom will bring us pleasure next May. What we do with our life today, the plans we make, the problems we address, the seeds we'll plant, will build our future and give us pleasure. All we have to do is determine what is our own best path and then chart our future and work towards making it happen. We can help ourselves and one another. And in so doing, we can make good things happen. So when it's our time to die, we can have lived our best. We can leave a legacy that we're proud of. It's never too late to start. It's Saturday, September 24th. This can be the day you determine your life's future and go for it. When you have questions, your From a Woman's Perspective team is here. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns www.marilynwest.ca. Or you're always welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, directly at 416-504-6777. Today, we'll learn a little about several things. Heavy metals and our health from Dr. Betty Rosendahl, blood pressure from Dr. Vivian Brown, fitness from Christine, the health coach, real estate from Melanie Martin, relationships from Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, hearing and hearing aids from Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, space planning from Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and perhaps a little about fashion from me as Marilyn Weston, the wardrobe doctor. So let's get started with a very important message about organ donation, and then Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group will address investing for retirement. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Today, I have the challenge of discussing how to plan financially for the loss of a spouse. As you know, we enjoy planning financially with couples for a happy, healthy, active to at least 95 life together. We also advocate stress testing that plan. And for couples, that typically includes a scenario addressing survivorship. Emotionally, it is much easier to run that scenario and answer the question, will my spouse be okay if something happens to me when everyone is healthy? But today, I have the difficult task of addressing this topic, not when everyone is healthy and active, but when one part of the couple has a health scare or challenging diagnosis. This is an exceptionally difficult time, and my heart goes out to anyone listening who may be facing this today. It's a time of worry and stress, and the thought of potentially losing a life partner is simply not an outcome anyone wants to give voice to. Yet sometimes we're forced to. If in the future one spouse does find themselves in a survivorship scenario, putting some effort in today with financial organization can bring peace of mind, security, and ease stress, both now and in the future. There are 5 practical things that I encourage couples to do financially when facing a health issue to help organize, just in case. Firstly, access to money. Make sure that both of you have access to money without the other's need of involvement. During a time of illness, one of you may not be in condition to be able to deal with the finances. Or should one of you find yourself as a survivor, immediate access to money without probate or estate processing time is important. Second of all, a money map. Make sure in one place there's a list of accounts and sources of income for each, who owns it, what type of account or income it is, who the contact person is, and how much it is. Maybe you think, oh, that's okay. I know we have money if we need it. But having worked with many people in the situation of needing to handle the family finances on their own at an already difficult time, it's overwhelming. The purpose of the money map is peace of mind and saving feelings of overwhelm and stress. Thirdly, confirm your beneficiaries. This past year, I started working with a couple of new clients who had lost their partners recently. They are both in the estate processing timeframe, and we're helping bring clarity to their financial resources. In both cases, there are some if-onlys. Their respective spouses had been ill for a time, but they didn't actually review their beneficiary designations. For both of these new clients, they are the sole beneficiary of their spouse's estate, but because the estate was named as beneficiary, they have unnecessary uncertainties, time delays, costs, and administrative burdens. The fourth one is confirm your powers of attorney for both personal care and property. They are critically important. Many times for couples, it is each other. Review also who your alternates are, just in case. Same thing with executor. Review who it is and their ability to manage the role if they ever need to. And finally, work with a knowledgeable wealth advisor. Marilyn, I know we say it all the time and you're probably already thinking it. You don't know what you don't know. And when so much else is going on in your life, having someone else to rely on for financial planning and advice, guiding you and helping you navigate this challenging time is really important.
Leslie, you did read my mind. I was going to quote what Darren once said to me many years ago, you don't know what you don't know. And I guess if we want to avoid if-onlys and life has its ups and downs, we better to navigate so that we can face the challenges and be organized for it. If someone wants to talk to you about a survivorship scenario and get organized with your help, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Every single day can bring a surprise, a pleasant one or a negative one. When you're prepared, then you can avoid the if-onlys and you can have five steps to take so that you are going to deal with this in a logical, clear way and save yourself aggravation. If you want to do a financial survivorship plan and run numbers and have some guidance, just call Leslie McCormick or Darren Farwell, the Farwell Group, 416-863-7501. Thanks, Leslie, for that clarity and that good information.
You're welcome, Marilyn.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic will give us her weekly health tip. Then we'll speak with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto and matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by our weekly healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. So stay right here and be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal. Marilyn Weston calls it life-changing, the best travel upgrade since business class. You'd better sit down for this one. It's the Travel Buggy, the lightweight motorized wheelchair that folds in seconds to the size of a suitcase, meaning it fits in any vehicle and is allowed on any airplane. See the world again. Regain your independence in the Travel Buggy. Recommended by Marilyn Weston. Test ride a Travel Buggy at Total Access Center, home to Marilyn's The Store. For your appointment, call 416-546-1000.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. And this week, I believe we're going to learn about heavy metals. So good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, so heavy metals, unfortunately, are toxic materials that are found in our environment, and unfortunately, we're all exposed to it. So this week, I'm going to talk about some of the risks and symptoms associated with heavy metals in the body. And then next week, we're going to talk about how to reduce some of our exposure to those heavy metals. So what are heavy metals? So certain metals Heavy metals are naturally occurring elements, and they can be found throughout our environment. But unfortunately, some of them are quite toxic to us, and we're exposed to, for example, high levels of heavy metals every day. So certain metals, including things like zinc and copper and iron, which I spoke about a couple of weeks ago, are really beneficial for your health in small doses. But overexposure to other heavy metals, for example, things like cadmium and arsenic, chromium, lead, and mercury, some of these are quite toxic, and heavy metal poisoning has actually become a growing health concern, and I do see it in my populations as well and in my patient base. So some of the risk and symptoms of heavy metals in the body can include things like headache, abdominal pain, nausea, diarrhea, fatigue, and just a general feeling of weakness. But sometimes we see more severe chronic cases, and that can be associated with burning and tingling sensations, brain fog, insomnia, and even chronic infections. So heavy metals need to be taken seriously because they can have an effect on the brain, the liver, and the lungs. And certainly long-term exposure has even been associated with cancer. So even though heavy metal exposure poses a risk to everyone, it's specifically important to be aware, certainly for pregnant and breastfeeding women, because a lot of the toxins that we ingest, unfortunately, can be passed on through the child, through the through placenta and breast milk. So these individuals, you know, when patients are trying to get pregnant, I often will have patients tested, for example, for heavy metals, and sometimes do a heavy metal detox to make sure that the when they become pregnant, they're transmitting as little as possible to their unborn fetus. So next week I'm going to talk a little bit more about how to reduce our exposure, but in the meantime, people can give me a call if they're interested at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
If you have a health issue or you want to pursue the idea of heavy metals and find out if you actually are at risk, then give Dr. Betty a call for a complimentary consultation. The number again, 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Ask your questions, get your answers, and look after your health naturally. Thank you, Dr. Betty, and I look forward to hearing how we can reduce our exposure to heavy metals next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
To contribute to even a simple conversation requires we hear the people who are speaking with us and respond. When we miss hearing words or phrases, it's difficult to understand the conversation. We need not ask people to speak up or repeat when we look after our ears and deal with problems as they occur. To help us understand our ears and hearing aids, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. You're absolutely right. Contributing to a conversation is usually when ideas intersect and knowledge is passed on. But when there's something that prevents us from effectively getting our point across, it creates challenges that need to be worked through. I'm reminded of one of my longtime clients, who's now a friend of mine. Her name is Suzanne, and she's a Holocaust survivor. She has written a book about her experiences and now does presentations and book tours to make sure her ideas and thoughts are passed along to others. She has her unique challenges with her hearing loss, but seeing her getting up in front of groups of people brings me joy to see this confidence in her. Suzanne is not the only one who benefits from this experience, but people of all ages, from school-aged children to adults. I believe that when we make conversations happen with the greatest of ease, we accomplish the most knowledge transfer. But when someone has any degree of hearing loss, this is when challenges start to happen. Communication must be repeated at times. Dinner parties create situations of isolation. Shows are interrupted with the words, "What did they say?" There are those among us that take action as soon as they know there is a problem. But then there are also those among us that don't. They feel that somehow if they wait, things might become better or easier. I'm here to tell you that this is a falsehood that needs to be understood and acted upon. Several studies have shown that those who wait can undergo negative impacts to mental and physical health. The impact of a great conversation is well worth taking action. And so I ask you, will today be the day you take action?
So I could say, I beg your pardon, what did you say, Edmund? But you've checked my ears and they're okay. And the idea that people can impart information and be mentors and be useful if they can hear what's being spoken and address a conversation lucidly. So if someone wants their ears checked, or perhaps they have hearing aids that they're not happy with and they want to make their ears the best they can be, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Don't miss out on the conversations in your life. Don't miss out on having great relationships and being able to share the information you have in your brain by hearing right and answering things correctly and lucidly. All you need to do is look after your ears. And Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto is the team that can help you. Edmund, thank you. And I look forward to meeting your friend Suzanne one day.
I would happily arrange that for you.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
The Queen had Prince Philip to share her life, a prime example of how two works better than one. When we feel lonely or are alone and find we're ready to meet someone new, we have, from a woman's perspective, Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introduction. She's here now to help us explain how she can help us find our perfect match. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So it's funny you mentioned the Queen, because I was speaking to a gentleman yesterday and he was joining the service, but he says, you know, I feel a little bit weird doing this. I'm 86 years old and my kids have kind of put me up to this and, you know, I don't have many more years left. And I said, well, you know, if you were the Queen, you'd have almost another 10 years. And certainly my parents, you know, were married till they were 95. So, and the last 10 years of their lives were great. They were still traveling, doing lots of fun stuff. So these days, people are in a lot better health, and they're able to really enjoy the fruits of their labors, travel, have fun, do activities outside. And here we are getting to the fall again. So we're having the trade show season start for us. So we'll be doing the Zoomer show coming up very shortly. A lot of people come down to us and see us at that show. Some people that have used our service and found out about us from the Zoomer show. It's always nice to see our clients from past years and catch up on them and find out how their lives are going. We hear about a lot of amazing trips that people go on and things they're doing with their new partners. And so we're always happy to give you more information at that show and tell you how you can take the next step to maybe meeting someone to share your life with. And certainly, as this gentleman, David, yesterday that I was speaking to, he really said, you know, I had an amazing marriage. So I don't expect that I'll get married again, but I really want somebody to share my life with, and certainly my wife and I did everything together, and I'm really finding it very lonely. And going into winter, I'd like to maybe move into a town where it's a little more populated and there's more activities to do. So he's in Cambridge, and he's talking about maybe moving to Toronto. And so we have a lot of people in that age group, and we've had a lot of success matching up people in that age group over the years.
Well, I know that it's confidential and impersonal, but what's the first name of this 86-year-old man?
His name's David.
So David's story, he's ready at 86 to have a great number of years, depending on when his number's up. Basically, no one knows when they're going to go. It may as well be a good time as opposed to a time alone. And I'm sure you see a lot of that besides David. So if someone wants to talk to you, what do we do?
So the best thing to do is give our office a call. We open at 10 o'clock on Saturdays, and it's 416-777-6302. You can also go on our website at mistyriverintros.com. There's a place to book an appointment to speak to me. or you can use our chat feature. So if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, but you have questions, that's an actual person that you're talking to at the other end of the chat feature. So don't feel like, you know, this is a computer that I'm talking to. It's not. It's an actual person. But I'm always happy to do a free consultation, find out all about you, find out what you're looking for, make sure that we have enough people that meet the criteria that live in your area that would be a good fit for you, and always happy to talk. So no obligation. You can call in, and, you know, I'm not high pressure.
Well, aside from not being high pressure, I think the idea that at Misty River Introductions, age is not a barrier. When you call, you talk, Linda will listen and determine if there are people out there that are compatible with you. It can't hurt to ask the question and get the answer, and then maybe there'll be new beginnings and a fresh start. Explore the possibilities, ask the questions, get your answers, and go from there. Linda Miller, Misty River Introductions, 416-777-6302. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to a happy story again next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown gives us her healthy aging tip. Realtor Melanie Martin will give us her Deal of the Week for property north of Toronto. Then I'll transform to Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor, and we'll have a happy story and talk fashion and personal styles. And there's lots more to come. So many reasons to stay right here with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team, and be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, women's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn, and today I wanted to talk all about blood pressure. You know, everybody understands that blood pressure is really important. You may have a blood pressure cuff at home. You may have certain numbers, and you report those numbers to your doctor. But I wanted just to go over what those numbers really mean. Blood pressure is determined by measuring the systolic blood pressure, which is the upper number, as well as the diastolic blood pressure, which is the lower number. And according to the Mayo Clinic, the systolic blood pressure measures the force the heart exerts on the walls of the artery every time it beats. So it's the force of your heart beating. What happens with the diastolic blood pressure, or the bottom number, it's the force the heart exerts on the walls of the arteries between beats. So it's the resting tension in those blood vessels. And people sometimes ask me, what's more important, the top number or the bottom number? And the answer is they're both really important. And it depends on what the situation is in terms of the structure of your heart and whether or not you have any issues with your valves as to how we look at both the top and the bottom number. Normal blood pressure for the average person is below 120 over 80. And when you start to creep up closer to 130, you hope that your bottom number still is below 80. So if you're between 120 and 129, but your bottom number is still below 80, it's felt that you can maintain or adopt a healthy lifestyle. And even though your blood pressure is a little higher than you would like, you don't need medication. Once your number is higher than 130 over 139, or your bottom number is between 80 and 89, getting close to 90, it's time to talk with your healthcare practitioner about whether or not you need medication or what your options are. And when you're consistently above 140 over 90, then it's time to think about medication. But I use the word consistent because people get anxious going to the doctor's office
and often get a much higher blood pressure in the doctor's office than they do when they do their own measurement at home. So consistency is important, and that's something that we're always looking to evaluate. And that's why we may take blood pressure a few times and take an average, or when you take it at home, we may ask you to take it 3 to 5 times and then give us an average number. But blood pressure is important. It's linked to heart disease and it's linked to stroke. And so you want your blood pressure to be within the normal ranges, which is generally under 130 and under 80.
Well, as we often say here on From a Woman's Perspective, you don't know what you don't know. I've just learned something about blood pressure, and I'm sure you did. If you want clear, useful advice, then you want to make sense of medical advice, the best guide is the New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. It can be your GPS and guide to your best health. I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn's, and if you want more information or you wish to order a copy, all you have to do is call me at 416-504-6777. Or, Dr. Brown, where else can we get the book?
It's also on my website, Marilyn, and my website is Dr. Vivian Brown, DrVivienBrown, Brown like the color, all one word, .com. And I also have some podcasts and some other information on the website that people may find interesting.
The link to that website and the contact information for getting the book is on my website, marilyns.ca. So remember my name, add an S, .ca, or go directly to drvivianbrown.com. You can't go wrong when you get clear, useful advice and you follow it. Thank you for the education about blood pressure, Dr. Brown. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
For those of us who crave a country life, Shangri-Las exist north of Toronto. All we need is the right GPS. A realtor who listens to determine what we want and then helps us find it. Realtor Melanie Martin does just that, and she's here now with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. And yes, you know I'm always looking for something that I think would be of great value. And right now I'm going to talk about people that want to buy a cottage, and it's so expensive now, and maybe you can't afford to be right on the water, but it would be nice to be maybe just a block away or so, and then you pay less taxes, etc. But what I'm looking at right now is more of a fix-me-upper cottage, which is a great opportunity for someone that is handy. You could actually even buy it as just a lot and build your dream home a block and a half away from Blue Water Beach. This property is about 700 square feet, so it's very small. It is an original cottage. It could be fixed up, I guess, if you're handy enough. It's a three-bedroom little cottage. The taxes are inexpensive. They're only $1,130 a year right now. But what I like about this property is it has a nice lot. It's 50 by 185, so that's plenty of room to build your dream home or just fix up this little property. And I'm going to say what I like about it as well is that the septic and well were done in the last 25 years. Now, a septic will last you at least 30, 40 years or more, I would say. I know I had one that lasted 45 or almost 50 years. So it just depends. So in other words, the well and the septic are okay. You've got a decent sized lot. It's a little fix-me-upper, and it's not too far from Blue Water Beach. It's also not that far from Winnebago Beach, the little town of Elmville, or even up to Midland to go shopping.
Well, the magic question is, how much is it?
I forgot to mention the price. $349, and you're not hearing things. $3.49.
Well, that's almost impossible to dream of rather than find. And you say it exists and you can show it to people either online or in person?
Yeah, definitely we would take a walk around the lot. As I say, it does need a lot of help. So getting into the property, well, it might be a little iffy. So that tells you kind of what kind of work is needed. But I've seen properties like this be redone totally. Yes, and I can send you pictures online. We can discuss it anytime.
And basically, how long would it take us to get there from, let's say, Toronto?
I would say it's about an hour and 20 or an hour and 30. It depends on which route you take.
So it isn't far, 50 by 185 foot lot to build on, or if you're handy and you want something cozy that's a cottage, here's the chance to save money and build sweat equity, and the tax is only $1,130. If you're interested in seeing this property or any property north of Toronto, Realtor Melanie Martin will listen to you, hear what you have to say, and then find you the deal that works for you. Melanie, your number?
Yes, call me anytime at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. And as always, each of our experts on my team are listed on radio on marylins.ca. You have their email, you have their phone numbers, and they're one call or one email away. Melanie, thank you for sharing this deal. It's almost too good to be true, but I know if you brought it, it definitely is true. Thanks again.
No problem at all. It won't last long, so call me soon.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Now I'm Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Last week, Bernadette, a newly retired teacher, used my closet organizing instructions from my website, marylins.ca. And then she came to visit me at my store, Marylins, in Toronto's Fashion District on Spadina Avenue. She brought two huge suitcases full of clothes. She admitted she had lots of clothes, actually too many, but in her whole life, she never knew how to pull an outfit together. And now that she was retired, she planned to do that. She said she bought things that were different and they appealed to her because of a print or color, and then she hung them in her closet, and sometimes she never wore them. In fact, they still hung with price tags. She and I spent an afternoon together and reviewed her clothes. First, I did a season and time of day sort: fall, winter, spring, summer, and evening. Then, because the season is happening, we tackled the fall-winter clothing. Bernadette's job? Because things look different on a hanger than they do on a person, Bernadette had to try each and every item on. Anything that didn't fit or looked awful went into a bag for donations. Bernadette's clothes were a mishmash of prints, tops, and bottoms. Different cuts, different sizes, some hung to her knees and some showed her belly button, and she had to figure a way to make them work. Once we eliminated the never wears, I sorted her clothes into piles based on color. Also, we made a pile of outerwear, cardigans, jackets, vests, things that could lead to three-piece dressing. After this, our first order of business was to create solid lines of color to anchor the assorted print tops. We did this with bamboo black pants and dark navy skinny jeans by Up. We teamed them with matching tops. One for the black pants was Bernadette's own zipper vest. It fit her body closely and it would serve to make all her long sleeve print tops work, because the sleeves would show and the fit of the body didn't. Another was a black cardigan soft jacket. It's too complicated to go into how we layered these pieces, but know that the vest and jacket did pull a look together. The dark skinny jeans worked with Bernadette's denim jacket, so her tanks and tops were framed and created a smart casual look. I added a white cotton dickie to Bernadette's purchases so she could have a frame to her face, and the large open necklines of some of her tops were filled and gave her a current, flattering look without showing cleavage. I showed Bernadette how to push the sleeves of her long sleeve tops close to her elbows so her torso balanced her slightly bigger hips. Together, we determined which tops could be belted to define Bernadette's waist and change the proportion to flatter her and lengthen her legs. Bernadette had scarves and necklaces galore. Her quandary, when to use what and what size accents to use. I explained that her long pendants and beads would work on her solid, longer tops, and her more delicate pieces would be wonderful accents and neck fill in the dickie or in her shirts and more closed necklines. Bernadette knew she lacked the skill to dress well, and finally, together, we've taken the first step towards building Bernadette's wardrobe and giving her guidelines so she can look her best and make use of her clothes and gain confidence as she gains the skill. Bernadette has beautiful skin, big hazel eyes, and she has a sincere, winning smile that draws you to her. Her busy clothes distracted from her positive features. By adding solid items, by layering soft cardigans over her busy short sleeve tops, by putting a long sleeve tee under some of them, by accessorizing, we were able to frame her with her own scarves and necklaces, and rather than drowning in clothes, Bernadette was wearing her clothes. Bernadette went home with a lesson. And next week, she's coming back with her evening wear and her summer wear, and we'll examine those as well. When you're ready to organize what you have and pull your best look together, please do. Log on to my website, marylins.ca, and see the closet organizing instructions. And then call me at 416-504-6777. I'll gladly help you, and I'll be your personal stylist and your wardrobe doctor. Next week, I'll share Bernadette's part two, and you'll hear the rest of her story. I can dress any woman size 2 to 3X in my store, and I love doing it. So don't hesitate to call me for advice and to set a date and time for your personal stylist appointment. That's Marilyn Weston, 416-504-6777. I look forward to hearing from you. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. We'll talk about space planning. So stay with me, Marilyn Weston, and continue to be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, catherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. Losing weight, exercise. It happens to everyone on occasion. You toss and turn all night, so you're too exhausted to lace up your walking shoes the next morning. Or maybe you had a rough day at the office and you just want to go home and flop on the couch. These are countless reasons why you might be too tired to exercise. But here's why you should ignore them and exercise anyway. It turns out that exercise can actually boost your energy. It increases the amount of oxygen and nutrients that are delivered to your tissues, nudges up the levels of energy producing mitochondria cells, and improves your sleep. Moreover, it just makes you feel better by increasing your blood level of endorphins, the feel-good chemicals that are often credited for the runner's high. Some tricks to help you get started? Mark exercise on your calendar and schedule it as an appointment. Recruit a workout buddy. Makes it more fun. Lay out your exercise clothes the night before. Seeing your workout clothes ready makes it harder to skip. Sign up for a group training class. If you reserve a spot, you'll be less likely to cancel. If you would like to try my online group training classes complimentary for 1 week, call me at 416-809-4084.
What a wonderful offer, Christine. A week of training for free. And if you're too tired to exercise and you want to boost up your energy, a conversation with Christine, the health coach, will get you started. So you have many reasons to write this number down. 416-809-4084. Free classes for a week. And Christine, the health coach, to answer your questions and get you started on what's best for you. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, as promised, Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile joins us to talk about space planning. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yeah, I thought that this week I'd talk a little bit about the importance of space planning. It's essential when you're moving to smaller space, as many of our older clients are, but it is sadly one of those things that anyone who owns a measuring tape believes they can do themselves. I'll share a story about one of our clients, Carolyn, who recently moved from her three-bedroom house that she'd enjoyed for 40 years to a retirement residence suite that came in just under 600 square feet. Now, Carolyn is sharp as a tack, neat as a pin, and although she probably held on to more items than she could have, she was by no means a hoarder. She bought quality items as she needed them over the years, and she took care of them so that they lasted. She has a sister, let's call her Eva, who was giving Carolyn lots of moving advice. And not unreasonably, she recommended that Carolyn take her best quality items when she moved. That seemed fair, and even went to see the suite with Carolyn, measuring tape in hand to make sure that those best quality furnishings would fit. When I met with Carolyn and her son to provide her complimentary consultation, I suggested, as I always do, that if they decided to work with me, that we book a preliminary session to space plan. That way we could strategically figure out what would work best for Carolyn and ensure she was not packing and moving with too much. Carolyn didn't believe that this was necessary, but fortunately her son, who knew both his aunt and his mom better than I did, thought that this was a good idea and offered to drive his mom to meet me at the retirement residence to take a second look. Well, the long and the short of that visit was that we determined that for Carolyn to be able to comfortably use her walker in her suite, that her smaller bedroom furniture from her guest room would be the pieces to keep. It was also decided during that visit that Carolyn would not have room for her recliner, an armchair, her sofa, and her coffee table, but rather she'd purchase a new love seat instead of the longer sofa and utilize her nesting tables instead of bringing her full-size coffee table. Carolyn was happy to hear she would have room for a console table that was not on her original list, a favorite corner shelf for some photographs and keepsakes, and that we'd bring a few mirrors along with her art so that her space would seem bigger. When we did the space planning that day, we took into account the heating and cooling system vents, as well as light switches and electrical outlets. We took note of the space required for doors to open and close, as well as the depth of the closets. Carolyn didn't want her space to feel crowded, and really, deep down, she knew that everything that she and Eva hoped would fit probably wouldn't. She and her son decided to trust me and my experience, and you know what? Everything grouped together nicely, fit seamlessly, and our wonderful dream team left everyone smiling. Carolyn's favorite items were unpacked and organized in her new home, and those suggested mirrors and art were safely and tastefully installed. Even Eva was impressed, who in the end just wanted to ensure that her sister would be happy in her new home. Space planning is important, and good space planning goes well beyond measuring to see how much can be squeezed in. Safety, form, and function matter too. And of course, those same principles apply for those of our clients who choose to age in place. No one wants to be having tripping hazards in their home and room design with too much furniture lined up and touching against all four walls, no matter how much they paid for the items back in the day or how great it worked in their prior larger space. Space planning for your present and future needs takes just a little more time invested early on in the process and pays you dividends in the end. Packing, moving, and unpacking items that won't fit or work well cost you more in money and headaches, and a design-savvy and experienced senior move manager and dream team can help you to avoid these pitfalls. Peace of mind, priceless.
Well, I'm sitting here imagining someone trying to fit a whole bunch of stuff from their house into 600 square feet, and it seems like the impossible dream. And it sounds like you definitely organize not only Carolyn's stuff, but you also help navigate the personalities of Eva, her sister, and her son, and came up with something that gave Carolyn the ideal living situation for her. So she has safety, she has comfort, she has function. I would have never thought about light switches and vents as part of the decor plan, but you definitely have done this many times. I'm not going to ask you how many, Lori, but if someone's sitting there and they're thinking about moving from a house to a condo or a house to a retirement residence, I guess even house to house, it's going to need somebody with a good eye and experience to plan what to take and what to get rid of. So if someone wants to talk to you, how do we reach you?
You can call me at 416-697-8106. And it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of spaces that I've helped clients to navigate.
And I can see the smile on your face, and I know that you leave people smiling. I always get nice comments, Lori, and people thanking me for having heard you on this show. So thank you for being the senior move manager for From a Woman's Perspective.
My pleasure, Marilyn. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So as always, it comes with a complimentary consultation, a conversation with Lori Bell. Her number, 416-697-8106, or you can log on to my website, marilyns.ca, click on radio, and then you'll see sponsor expert list, and Lori will be there, and you click on the link, and it's as easy as that. Regardless of what it is, rather than wondering if you should do this or take that or move that, one call to Lori Bell and you'll get an experienced point of view and you'll have a direction with no regrets. Thanks again, Lori, and have a good week. I'll look forward to another happy story.
Absolutely. Have a great week, Marilyn. Take care.
Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. The actions we take today will make our legacy. We can't undo our past or change what was. If we wish, we most certainly can give our life today meaning and purpose and create something that will live on after we leave. What we do with the precious time we have will make our legacy. We can impact positively on the lives we touch. And we can be remembered for the good we do. A book is written page by page. As we live day by day, we can fill a fresh page of our biography. What's there up to now is there. We can't erase it or rewrite it. But the rest of our story is up to us. We can determine how best to fill our days, and we can prepare for the future and enjoy where we are today. Our legacy is ours to create. When we do our best to live well, we can leave good memories with those who share our time. Regardless of what life brings, we each can prepare ourselves to deal with it. And when we find the need to help, and when we find we need help to solve a problem or achieve a goal, we can reach out to others. We can ask questions, gain a fresh perspective if need be, and move on. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here. We're one phone call or email away. Our contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Click the heading On Radio and then Sponsor Expert List. Or if you prefer, you're always welcome to just call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. That's 416-504-6777. Life is short. Before it's our time to go, we can do what we can to live a good life and not wait to live. Please feel free to explore the possibilities available to you. Ask your questions and then act and achieve whatever it is you wish to. Have a good day, enjoy your week, and do plan to join us again next Saturday morning at 8 when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Take care. Stay well.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.